there's danger everywhere. But danger had never looked quite like this before.
Can you keep a secret?
Based on shocking true events.
This girl, Rena Virk, she's been missing for 3 days.
Emmy Award nominee Riley Keough.
Young girls were the ones we were supposed to protect.
Academy Award nominee Lily Gladstone.
Can't be.
Not be protected from.
A Hulu original series, Under the Bridge. Now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Elizabeth Dutton.
Yes, sir.
You know what's ridiculous?
Oh, I'll tell you what's ridiculous. People who put butter in their coffee instead of cream.
Why is that ridiculous?
They just got to get over themselves. Don't be so precious and weird.
But isn't butter just cream?
Whatever. Stop it.
I mean, you're a much better chef and cook than I am. I just was saying.
No, whatever. It's
I grew
the same
up with farm
thing,
people
but
in front
I just
of
have decided that that's ridiculous and they need to stop it. Get over yourself.
I could see that. I feel you.
I have issued a ruling
you
on
that.
You
have strong dairy opinions.
Completely.
I feel you on that. That's California for you.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Well, no, California, Wisconsin, the only two people I know who really have strong feelings about dairy.
Well, and I like deciding what people can and can't do internationally. So stop, people
that,
with
that
the butter.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, thanks.
No, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
How about this story of a mother of 8 who goes home to attend her stepmother's funeral and a team of hitmen sent by her husband attempt to kill her.
Oh.
But she reappears at her own funeral where she surprises her husband. Like, boom, what's up, my love? Didn't expect to see me, not did ya?
I love that.
This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous. So, Elizabeth, do you know where the Democratic Republic of Congo is?
I do.
Right? Central African?
It's yes.
Okay. Our villain of the story, Belenga Kalala, was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2004, he moved to Australia.
Okay.
Now, he was a refugee at that time because there had been the Civil War, and he lost a wife and a son to the Civil War fighting. So
dear.
He was, a bit broken man. He moves to Melbourne, and he begins a new life for himself.
Okay, nice.
Now, he used his body to build a future, a way of life in his new adopted homeland, right?
He used his body?
Well, the first job he gets is seafood processing plant.
Okay, yeah, right. So it's physical
and then,
labor.
Yeah, he works a forklift operator. Yeah, I mean, he's like blue-collar jobs. I guess I could have said that. It doesn't sound so,
well,
ooh, he
it
used
sounds
his body.
Like, yeah, like nude modeling or something.
Yeah,
like,
no, I feel like I'm not.
Right? I mean, because your brain is part of your body. So even if you're just sitting at a desk and not doing something physical, you're using your body.
Wow. I'm going to tell all my blue-collar boys that, you know what, guys? We need to stop looking down on those
mm-hmm.
pencil pushers. Mm-hmm. They're using their bodies, too.
Because mm-hmm. the brain is inside the body.
It is. Well, mostly.
sometimes.
Well, like your nerves, if it's like on the edge.
Well,
like,
unless
it's
you're
all
like,
one, the central nervous system is all like one.
But it's
thing,
contained
right?
within your body, unless you're in an accident.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah. Opens out of your skull and tumbles down the street.
Mm-hmm. But like your optic nerve, right, is like so close to the edge of your body.
But it's still inside the body.
Totally. Totally on the surface, inside the body.
Okay.
Yes. Completely agree.
I have deemed that acceptable.
Okay. So our villain, Bolenga Kalala, he's working in, you know, blue collar jobs as we established. And this is his way to get a better life. Now, he's part of like the social welfare programs of Australia, right? Mm-hmm. So he's also been very helpful to them because he speaks Swahili. So they start having him come in and doing some like translations for people who have not quite made the transition to speaking English. So he'll go in and I don't know if he's getting paid for it or if he's being kind and is donating his time.
Well, either way, he's doing good
he's
work.
He's going in there and it works out well for him because his social worker ends up being his connection to his new wife. He meets a woman named Noella Rukundo, and they fall in love. She's also a refugee from Central Africa, but not from the DRC. She's from Burundi.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if you know Central Africa really well, but Lake Tanganyika is like that central, like, finger-looking lake.
It's right.
So she comes from a town that's basically at the top of Lake Tanganyika.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Noella Rukundo, she's a single mother with five children.
Wow.
I know.
And a refugee.
And a refugee.
In a new country,
yep.
New language.
Doesn't speak the language.
That's tough stuff. That is, she's made of tough stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's like the real deal. Like,
right.
So Noella and Bolenga, they fall in love. They decide to make a life together. So they move to this primarily refugee neighborhood called Kings Park in Melbourne. And then they get involved in this enclave. So they have a community. They start to make a family. They add three kids to their growing family, so they now have eight children.
They're going to field a soccer team soon.
Pretty much. They're like just one short, I guess. Now, their home life is going along well. You know, everything is, you know, they're apparently, you know, happy as to all accounts, to as far as Noella knows. Yeah, she has no reason to think that anything is going wrong. And, you know, that's right up to the point that one day in November, her husband pays $7,000 to some dudes to kill her.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, $7,000 to a team of hitmen, not just one
How
guy.
How many in this team?
I don't actually ever get
Was it the kids?
No.
He's been training them?
But this could have been like you know, it's like team of hitmen versus her children. That could be like a really funny kids movie.
Darkest kids movie.
Home Alone's about a kid going off against two burglars. I'm just
yeah, but they weren't
the
like
stakes.
Hired by the dad to take out the mom.
No, that I guess that part makes it dark.
Yeah,
no,
come on, kids, save your mother.
If this was a
defeat
movie,
defeat your father. That we're getting into serious Oedipal territory.
That's true. Very true. Well, now we got a theme for the movie. Just take the Oedipus Rex story and run with it.
And then it's the last scene is all these kids with their eyes gouged out, like sitting on swings.
Now that is dark. That is super, super
I'm going
to
start on the screenplay right now.
Well, okay, let's say this story. From what you've heard so far,
mm-hmm.
if you were to pick a director to tell this, who would you go with?
Michael Bay.
Michael, you want big explosions?
I want everyone to explode.
See, I'm going with Coen Brothers on this one.
Oh, completely.
Doesn't it feel
that
like a Coen Brothers?
So
like
sense.
The inept husband, like...
Werner Herzog.
Okay, I can see that. I can tell. Do you ever get surprised by how many people are like, you know my answer to all my life problems? I'm going to hire a hitman.
I don't know anybody
well,
like
no,
that.
Well, no, but like crime stories. Like I do a lot of crime reporting for my other day
true,
job.
True,
and
true. Yeah, I thought you were talking about like people in your life.
No, like, not like people we know. Like, you know.
My hairdresser.
Yeah, remember when she hired that hitman
she's
and
rad,
it totally
but
failed?
She's always bitching about her hitmen falling through.
Okay, so we're going to get into the story of Noella. And I want you, Elizabeth,
yes.
to picture it.
I'm really good at that.
Okay. Noella is in the city of Bujumbura, and it's in the Central African nation of Burundi, as we've established. Bujumbura is the nation's largest port city. It's right there on Lake Tanganyika, which happens to be the largest freshwater lake in the world.
Oh.
I didn't know
fun
that.
Fun fact.
Anyway, so Burundi is a former German colony, historic home of the Hutus, the Tutsis, and the Twa people.
Yes.
Much like the Rwanda and the DRC, so a very similar ethnic mix.
Yeah.
Now, Noella returns home to Burundi to visit her family. She's away from her children and her husband, Bolenga. She's come back to Burundi to attend her stepmother's funeral. Her stepmother is like her mother. She treated her and called her mother. It's the same relationship,
yeah.
even though it's her stepmother.
Yeah.
Now, so she's at this point terribly distraught about losing her stepmother. She leaves the funeral. She goes home, or, you know, back to a hotel room, and she's by herself. Now, this is our mother of eight. This is an uncommon moment.
Oh, she finally gets to, like, go to the bathroom and not have people knocking on the door.
Or in the bathroom with her.
In the bathroom with her. She can take a shower.
Yes.
Like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Just imagine. And also, amongst her grief, this is like a rare moment for her to be alone and collect her emotions.
Yeah,
so it's a nice little respite. Okay. So in this very long day, in a series of long days, in a lifetime of long days, in this moment, she is alone. And she gets a phone call. It's Belenga. He's like, hey, how are you doing? And she's like, what's up, baby? He's like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm chilling. I'm in the hotel room. I came home early and it's great for me. And like, I'm finally able to be alone. He's like, okay, well, why are you sleeping so early? Why'd you go back to the hotel? She's like, I just told you, right? And he's like, well, you should go outside. He's like, you know, go out, enjoy the fresh air. That'll be good for you.
I say, worry about yourself.
And she's like, and he's like, is it hot there? And she's like, no, it's not hot. Then you should get some fresh air. She's like, well, why do you want me to get some fresh air? He's like, just baby, just get some fresh air. This will be good for you. Hmm. Now, she remembers later on that she felt like he really cared for her. He was like trying to get her like feeling, you know, better because he knew how hard this moment must be for her. All right.
You've characterized him as the villain already. And I think that's why I'm like looking at this with a very cynical eye.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also thinking if it's your partner, they should, you know, they may suggest like, hey, you know, if you thought, go outside and get some air. And then if I'm her, I'm saying one of my favorite things in the world is to sleep. I love napping. So back off, man. I'm sleeping.
Well,
that's just me.
We don't know exactly her reaction. She may have used a guttural. She's the one telling the story, so we don't necessarily know the fullness of her response. But we know now she was like, all right, fine, I'll go outside. So she goes outside, and she remember, you know, as I said, she felt like, oh, my husband, he really cares for me. He wants me to be, you know, happy and healthy and so forth. Now, this is pretty much going to be the last time she ever thinks anything like that.
Oh, dear.
Because, as Noella later tells, and I will quote, I opened the gate and I saw a man coming towards me. Then he pointed the gun on me. He just told me, don't scream. If you start screaming, I will shoot you. They're going to catch me. But you will already be dead. So I did exactly what he told me.
So
she goes outside to a gun in the face.
This woman, what more can she take in her life?
Mm-hmm.
I am so enraged on her behalf right now.
So this gunman leads her to a getaway car. And he has her sit in the middle between two other gunmen. They both have big, like, AK-47s type long guns, right?
Oh, wow.
So she's like, oh, this is for real, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, she's like, and I quote, one had a small gun, one had a long gun. And the men say to the driver, pass us a scarf. Then they cover my face. After that, I didn't say anything. They just said to the driver, let's go. And I was taken somewhere 30, maybe 40 minutes. Then I hear the car stop. So now she's like 40 minutes away from this hotel in the middle of nowhere. And she's like, what's going on, right? So the gunmen yank her from the car. They drag her into this building. She's still blindfolded. They place her in a chair. They tie her to the chair. And finally, another gunman goes, go get the boss. No, she's like,
oh boy, man.
It's that raw, like, just can you imagine that moment? You're sitting there tied to a chair. Someone's like, go get the boss.
But at the same time, she's probably wanting to say, you guys, I have lived through worse than this. So.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like she's probably had the worst.
I think she has the steel to deal with this moment, but I don't know if she's lived through worse.
God, I can't imagine what she's, oh man.
So a door creaks open. Mm-hmm. Someone starts to approach. She hears the footsteps on that cement floor of the factory or wherever they are. And she says, they ask me, what did you do to this man? Why has this man asked us to kill you? And then I tell them, which man? Because I don't have any problem with anybody. They say, your husband. I say, my husband can't kill me. You are lying. And then they slap me. After that, the boss says, you are very stupid. You are a fool. Let me call who has paid us to kill you. Right?
So it's like, why am I hitting you? Stop hitting yourself.
Exactly. Morale will improve when the beatings.
The beatings will
stop when morale improves.
But I think it is an interesting question for the hitman.
What?
To say, like, how'd you get here? Why am I supposed to kill you? What did you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Okay. Now, she doesn't believe the Belenga would, like, put out a hit on her, right? So she's like, basically arguing with the hitman. The hitman's like, I ain't got time for this. Give me the phone. He's like, beep, 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 pop, pop. Calls her husband, right?
He's like, that's my favorite way to use a phone. So, it's like the David Lee Roth scat phone. Yeah. Skilly-dilly-da.
Ah! So the husband is, he answers. He's like, yeah. And then the hitman is like, the boss of the hitman's like, yo, man, I got your wife here. And he's like, cool, cool. And he's like, yeah, so what do you want me to do? Kill her. And then he says this over speakerphone. And because the boss of the hitman put it on speakerphone so she could hear.
But the hitman isn't like, hey, listen, buddy, I got you on speaker.
Yeah, no.
Just, you know, got a couple friends here. Got to clear this up.
Now, finally, she's ready to listen to some sense of reason that this boss of hitman team has been trying to lay at her feet. She's like, just almost like wordless, right? But as Noella says it, I heard his voice. I heard him. I felt like my head was going to blow up. Then they described for him where they were going to chuck the body. Now, when she says the body, she means herself, right?
Yeah. So
that's got to be like just the weirdest, grossest moment where you're imagining what people are going to do with your body. It's been turned in, rendered into a body.
I don't know. I mean, haven't we all had to do that at some point?
Well, it was too much for Noella. When she hears the news, she straight passes out.
Okay.
Just blacks out. She's just like, I'm out, right? Consciousness, gone. So now, as I asked you before, what director would you have filmed this story? Have you changed your opinion? You still want Werner Herzog to be the one?
Yeah. Forever.
Forever? Okay.
Spielberg. Well,
Spielberg. Oh, man. Spielberg for this story?
No.
I mean, you'd know where everything is happening and you know what it would mean, but I just don't think he'd have the pathos for the people.
Oh, no, not at all.
Soderbergh.
Harmony Korine.
Oh, God. That could be, it would, he could definitely write for the boss of the team of hitmen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and he'd be wearing like the flyest fur suit, you know, just in the middle of Central
and
Africa.
Someone's like in a bathtub eating a candy bar.
Yeah, exactly.
And
a lot of white fur. Anyway, let's just take a quick break and we'll let this story, you know, kind of build up a little more tension, a little more heat. And we'll be right back. And I'll tell you about the story of Noella who refuses to die.
I love her.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
All right, Elizabeth, so where were we?
We were with this lady about to get killed.
Yes, in Burundi with Noella. So Noella, she travels to Burundi to attend her stepmother's funeral. She gets a call from her husband who tells her to step outside. She gets kidnapped. The gunman's like, I ain't gonna kill you. Here, I'll call your husband to prove it. Husband's like, kill her. She's like, oh. And then that's like basically where we are.
She's a good Cliff Notes version of it.
Right? Thank you. Okay. So now when Noella returns to consciousness, she discovers oh, hey, I'm still alive. They haven't killed me and turned me into a body, right? And then she learns from the kidnappers they have a big surprise for her. They don't want to kill her. They're okay. Like, we're cool with you. You know what? Your husband, he's kind of a punk.
Yeah, so, they like, see this. Like, this is a little messed up.
Yeah, they're like, we don't like this dude. And also, by the way, we know your brother. He's good people.
Oh.
Yeah. This, so
Wait, so the husband's like, I'm going to hire... He must not have known that they knew.
Burundi's is not a small... It's big. So the likelihood that they knew each other is not high. But also at the same time, maybe they ran in similar circles and there was some overlap.
I don't know. Was the moment where she's saying, I have no idea who would want to kill me. Like, and she's legitimately serious about it. And when they say, okay, well, let's check in with the husband. And the shock, if she passes out, they're like... This gal.
What she's had to deal with and put up with that.
Yeah. And maybe he's been kind of a jerk to them in the hiring process.
Well, he lowballed them with the $7,000, maybe.
I don't know.
Because anyway, the boss of the team of hitmen, he tells Noella, we're not going to kill you. We don't kill women and children. He told me, I'd been stupid because my husband paid them the deposit in November. And when I went to Africa, it was January. He asked me, how stupid can you be from November? You can't see that something is wrong? I mean, if you have a professional killer getting to the point of being, look, you got problems in your life. Your husband, your home life is not what you think it is. You're like, I had no clue.
Yeah, she didn't know.
But is that realistic? That like,
I think it's completely realistic.
So it's not that she's just not, I'm not saying she ignores him, but it's not that like she's been like fooling herself somewhat, like not seeing who she's dealing with.
Tell me someone who has... never been in a relationship where they at some point fooled themselves a little bit. Tell ourselves lies all the time, right? And especially like I know a lot of women who've been in relationships where they don't see the red flags in the problem or they excuse them away. And so he could have been displaying all sorts of terrible behaviors, but she's coming from like a traumatic background and she's been seeking out this solace and, you know, and I think that in the moment of it, it's especially if someone's sort of like the victim of some sort of abuse, whether it's violence or, you know, psychological abuse. They don't see it and they can't be convinced. And
so the first red flag she ends up seeing is the hitman.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she's probably thinking, oh, God. And then you go back through all these things.
Yeah. Then she can see all the flags that she missed.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and I think that's it's interesting that the hitman A says we don't kill women and children. Well, dude, you took the contract, so I'm not listening to that.
They may not have known from the name. You know, it was just like, maybe well, Noelle's
they're like,
dude.
Find this person. Like, what does this person look like? It's a human. Right. Yeah. Oh, come on. So that's garbage, what he says there. But I think that for him also, it must have, you know, when he's saying you women are stupid about this, you know. Well, maybe we wouldn't have to be stupid about this.
If men weren't.
Whatever.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So, okay. At this point, everyone in Burundi, they decide to start calling the husband Belenga. They have his phone number in Australia. And it seems like everybody, not everybody, but like her brother, her family, the hitmen, they're all calling him, right? So first it's the hitman boss. He's like, look, Belenga, we're going to need some more money. If you want us to kill your wife, we have her. We got her, but we haven't killed her yet. And it'll be 3,400 Australian. And he's like, okay, you drive a tough bargain, but I want her dead. So I'll send you the 3,400, right? God. So after the boss gets off the phone, Belenga gets another call. This time it's Noella's family in Burundi. It's her brother. He's like, look, man, I need some money. He's like, what do you need money for? I'm putting out money everywhere here.
It's like a funeral.
He's like, no, I got to pay cash to the police. I need $545. He's like, $545? What? He's like, yeah, I got to give the money to the police so they'll start an investigation. So basically he's just admitting he's got to like bribe the police for them to even look into the murder.
Oh, okay.
Or at this point is a missing woman.
Yeah.
So Belenga sends him the money, you know, because he's her husband. He's got to look like he still is her husband. So he's like, damn, this is costing me. So he sends the $545 off and, you know, boom. He's like, that should make me look like I care. I guess. I don't know.
I mean, that's a good sort of portion of the alibi.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't involved. I paid to help have the cops look for her.
Yeah, exactly. So 2 days pass, right? And the family's waiting because they now, you know, they've paid the cops off. And Belenga's waiting on word from the hitmen. And meanwhile, Noella has grown friendly with the hitmen in over that 2 days' time, right? So they're like, you know, we've decided.
The friends we made along the way.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, you know, we decided to release you. We think you're pretty cool. Your husband's a punk. So we want you to know how to, like, you know, outlast this. So the hitman boss, he's like, tells her, We give you 80 hours to leave this country. Your husband is serious. Maybe we can spare your life, but other people, they're not going to do the same thing. If God helps you, you'll get to Australia. So he's a religious hitman, right? He's
go like, back to Australia.
Go with God, yes.
I don't know. I wouldn't go back to Australia.
So after her 2 days, you know, she's now ostensibly freed, right? But the hitman is like, boss of the hitman's like, look, I'm going to go and drop you off on the side of the road because we can't have you know where our lair is.
Yeah.
So he's like, but he's like, first, I want to give you the stuff you need to get back in your at your husband.
Well, this guy's not so bad then.
Oh, dude, he's the best. He gives her a memory card.
Uh-huh.
And on the memory card is a record of the phone calls with Belenga. And he also has the receipts of the money that Belenga sent to him via Western Union.
Wow.
He hands her the receipts.
Literally hands
like,
her the receipts.
Boom. Take these to court. See how these play. All right. So now the boss goes, okay, put your scarf back on, get in the car. We're taking you out of here, right? So the guys with the guns are like, yep, let's go. And then they load her in the car. They drive her out. And then they go, okay. Now on the way, the boss is like, we just want you to go back. Do you tell the other stupid women like you what happened? You must learn something. You people get a chance to go overseas for a better life, but the money you are earning, the money the government gives to you, you use it for killing each other.
Wow.
Right? Okay. Hitman with the morality tale.
Yeah, and it's sort of a very clumsy, tough love,
yeah,
but
right?
Also, you know.
It's like a Big Jilly, Frank Sinatra's boy, taking you by the side. Hey, look, Frank wanted me to tell you something. Okay, so this boss of the hitman, right, he's obviously wildly sexist, but he's still kind
of
morally
sort of
upright
like
and protective,
but
right?
But isn't he sort of the accidental feminist where he's like, I want all of you women yes. to gather together.
He's like the what do you call it, the gray hat hackers. He's like, look, I'm not white hat or black hat, but I wanted you to know, here's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm,
and I want you to not, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of respect the criminal with the code of honor.
Sure.
I do. I respect the criminal with the code of honor. Okay, so now Noella's, she's completely free. And she's not dead. So if you were her, what would you plan to do to go, like, how do you let your husband know that you are, one, free, and two, not dead?
Oh, man, there's so many options with that.
Right?
And you have, like, all this time to,
oh,
not
yeah,
all this time, but I mean, like,
no, yeah,
she's got a good amount of time to sit there and stew about it.
She's an ocean away, and she's plotting her her revenge and, obviously, her return to Australia. I mean, she's a mother of eight, so her first concern, obviously, is getting back to her
right.
children. So she's not
right.
going to be delaying. You don't have a lot of time because she wants to get back to her kids. But when she gets back to her kids, she has to get back to her husband, too. So in that moment, how do you shock him?
So a large crate arrives at the house,
uh-huh.
and out of the crate is wheeled a giant novelty birthday cake. And then you pop out and confetti flies out and it's you and like three cops and you go, surprise.
Three cops? You gotta be hanging out in a cake with three cops?
And we're all,
how long am I in the cake
and
with
we're
three
all
cops?
Wearing bikinis like the way that they always do. Remember, do they do that anymore? Are people popping out of cakes?
Oh yeah, like, you know, like a bikini, like the American flag and like Twizzlers.
That's
and
like the most like... I don't think they do that anymore.
I don't
probably
think so.
For good reason. But so that means you could
after
get a
the
line
great cake
on a,
incident in 1986.
A,
yeah.
You could get a great deal on one of those novelty cakes that's been sitting in a warehouse for 40 years.
Just moldering.
Yeah. And then you just were wearing all these like old, you know, macrame bikinis.
Macrame bikinis.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is that the knit ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what? Yeah, you having a flashback?
Yeah, boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay. So much confetti <It's> everywhere.
So, after our girl Noella survives her husband's plot to have her killed, right? And now she's won the respect, the protection of the team of hitmen who sent to kill her,
mm-hmm.
and she's now plotting her, her return to home, and. She's like, how am I going to get there, right? She's got the money and everything, but she also needs, like, a point person.
Yeah.
So she calls ahead. Now, who do you think she's going to call ahead?
I hope not a hitman.
Oh, that's an interesting call.
Hitman
on hitman, kind of like spy versus spy.
Yeah. But you know what? We're 99% murder-free here,
exactly.
So we're not, I don't think we're cruising into a...
No.
Okay, yeah. I don't know who she calls.
Her preacher.
She brings
her pastor
wholesome.
Into it.
Rather than calling like the Jerry Springer of Australia and being like,
I've got an episode for you. Totally. She's like, let me head up my preacher and see what's right with God about this.
Yeah.
Right. And so she, in the middle of the night, like she phones up the preacher, Pastor Desano Haruno Nantagama, right? And Noella tells her preacher, It's me. I'm still alive. Don't tell anybody. Right? And he says, Noella, I don't believe it. Belenga can't kill someone. And I said, Pastor, believe me. So now, wow. Like, she and the pastor have decided to, like, you know, kind of not quite team up on Belenga, but they hatch a plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now that Noella's got her pastor on her side, so she's got God on her side, ostensibly, as far as her mind is going, mm-hmm. and she's got a plan to get back to her kids, the only thing that's left to do is to go surprise her husband.
I love it.
So after this short break, we'll be right back with the rest of this story.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
All right, Elizabeth, I never told you what year this was happening.
No, you never did.
I realized that. This was in 2015.
Oh.
Yeah, this is like not like the 1970s. This was recently.
So forget the cake and the bikinis.
Exactly. But February 22nd, 2015, Noella returns home to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's like a movie title. Noella returns home to Australia. Anyway, she gets back to Melbourne. And now this has been her whole journey from like going to her stepmother's funeral to getting back home after being kidnapped and falsely killed is 5 days' time.
That's pretty fast. I felt
it's like one heck
longer.
Of a week.
Yeah.
Right? So at this point, everyone back home, though, in Melbourne believes that she's dead because her husband, Belenga, started that rumor.
Oh.
He's like, and it also, you know, if anyone comes up to him, they're like, hey, I heard. He's like, oh, let me tell you the story. So he starts the rumor and then gets the like curiosity going. And then anybody's willing to tell the colorful version.
Right.
So he's basically going, oh, you know, she died in this tragic accident over in Burundi. It's been terrible. Right. And
wow.
Yeah. And everyone's like, bro, that's so sad. Like, I feel for you, man. You guys are so happy together. What are you going to do about the 8 kids? So this is like good for Belenga for a few reasons, right? For one, it covers her disappearance. People are like, oh, stuff happens in Burundi.
Yeah,
I don't even
away.
Know. It's Central Africa. I bet something happened, right? So they're willing to give him the, you know, disbelief, the benefit of disbelief, right? Now, also, he's in the refugee community still, so everyone's like, they rally around him, and they give him food and money, and they offer to care for the kids. They basically just, you know, wrap their loving arms around him and go, Belenga, that is so sad.
Yeah.
So he gets like, you know, it's not like he's like living high on the hog, but everyone's like looking after him. So he's free and clear, and he gets like a month of like, oh, Belenga.
Well, and I bet some foxy ladies in the community are showing up with casseroles wanting to comfort him.
Your time in South Carolina is showing. People showing up with casseroles and murderous plots, or sorry, was it illicit affairs in their mind?
Mm-hmm. I think that's everywhere, though.
You think so? Casseroles?
Foxy ladies everywhere show up with casseroles.
At funerals?
At anybody's house.
This is
at any time.
Just any time.
Don't answer the door. There's a knock at the door,
casserole,
people. If you smell
danger.
Casserole in the air, there's a foxy lady on the other side of your door.
So Noella, you know, she's now back in Australia, and she shows up in time for her funeral, all right? And the funeral services are going. She doesn't actually go to the funeral. She waits till everyone's at her house, right?
Did she do? Oh, she didn't do the thing where she stood off in the side of the cemetery.
Standing there with the umbrella.
Yeah, in like a dark hat.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, I don't even know if that would be like an icon, like an iconic moment where, like, if you watch enough American movies, though, I think that's pretty much like the go-to play, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even in, like, if you're in, like, you know, Burundi in a refugee center, you probably have seen at
Everybody
least a few
knows.
Movies from the with this moment, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
gonna
stand on the hill.
International cool way to haunt a funeral.
So let's just imagine that's what she does. She's standing on the hill. The funeral passes. Everyone goes back to her house, right? Now the evening arrives. The dark takes over the day. It gets cooler and people start to leave the house. And I'll let Noella tell it.
Okay.
It was around 7:30 p.m. He was in front of the house. People had been inside mourning with him, and he was escorting a group of them into a car. Noella steps out of the darkness. She doesn't say a word to him, right? She just stares at her husband. And he's like, ah! Right? It's just like total, like, this is a ghost come back to haunt him moment, right? So Noella says, he was scared. He didn't believe it. Then he starts walking towards me, slowly, like he was walking on broken glass. He kept talking to himself, and then he reached me. He touched me on the shoulder. He jumped. He did it again. He jumped. Then he said, Noella, is this you? Then he starts screaming, I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry for everything.
She should have been like, whoa, hello.
How do you play that moment?
I am back.
You go with the boo voice?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would want to give him way more of a jump scare. I would have shown up to the funeral.
I would have popped out behind, yeah. I would have, here's what I would have done. Go to the funeral home,
uh-huh.
Get in the casket,
uh-huh.
Pop up mid-service.
Just like the Undertaker from the WWE
confetti
event.
Confetti everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Confetti. Just get out and just start be throwing confetti.
Who is the comedian?
Rip Torn.
Yes.
I didn't want to admit I knew that. I was going to say throwing confetti like Rip Torn, but I was like, pause.
I would Rip Torn it up of just confetti everywhere. I'd be wearing a Rip Torn costume.
Show up.
So I've got like the toupee and the mustache, and he's like, wait, Noella, wait, is that you?
Excuse me. I've got to jump in here because that is Rip Taylor, not Rip Torn.
Oh, Rip Taylor. Oh, right. Rip Torn is the comedian. Yes, you're right. Rip Taylor. Thank you, producer Dave.
I mix up my rips.
I just went with the first rip in my head. Rip Taylor, Torn. Rip Torn Taylor. Yes, Rip Taylor is the one with confetti.
Yeah.
Thank you, producer Dave.
Thank you so much. I was ripping. Straight ripping.
Just straight ripping. So now our villain, Belenga, he knows his life is over. So basically the only thing that he killed was his own future.
Yeah.
Right? So the police come and they escort her husband off the property. She calls the police. She's like, you got to get over here and get this man off my house. Right? So then the police are like, you know, we need one more thing from you. You called us. That's great. But he's not really going to probably like snitch on himself. And we don't have enough evidence. And like these people, these hitmen were apparently in Africa. I don't know how we're going to find them. So it'd be great if you could get him to confess. She's like, bet. I got this one, son.
Oh, but you know what I would do? I would reach into my décolletage and mm-hmm. pull out a locket and mm-hmm. open it up. And there's that memory card.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely that.
Hand him the memory card and be
that
like.
That definitely will help. Good point.
See in court, suckers.
Suckers.
And then the confetti flies. Off I go.
So Noella, a couple of days after she shocks the heck out of her husband, she phones him up, right? And she's like, hey.
Hey.
How's the weather? Maybe you should go outside. No. But so she calls him up. She's like, yo, Belenga, what's up? And he's like, baby, I'm sorry. I don't know. And he starts literally just confessing to what he did on the phone, right? She's recording it all with the police's help. She gets a full confession from him, right?
She calls him up, ring, ring. She's like, hey, man. So Let's talk about what just happened. Basically, that was weird.
Yeah, like you just that tried to weird. Totally kill me with a team of hitmen. Like you didn't think one could do it. You
Can
were so
you walk
worried.
Me through exactly what went down? Yeah. He's like, I feel so bad.
You spent $7,000 of our money.
Here's how it all started.
So he lays it out. Basically, he just tells her, like, enough that it's a full confession, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now the police have what they want. They throw the book at him. He goes to trial. And at the trial, Noella shows up. Boom, mother. Ooh. And she drops the, like, confession. She drops the memory card. She drops the receipts. And she's like, I think this should do, right?
The confetti.
The judge throws confetti.
She bakes a funfetti cake. Hands pieces of that out.
So she gets her justice, you're right? And yeah. her husband, he's basically asked, why were you trying to kill her? She seems very nice.
Yeah,
like, what's
she's
the deal,
awesome.
Bro? She's like a mother of eight. She apparently loved you. What's the deal? He had thought that she was having an affair, and that was his, like, big reason to do it. But he didn't say this in court. In court, he says this, but he actually goes and then blames the devil. No, this will be the one quote from Belanga. Belanga said, sometimes the devil can come into someone to do something, but after they do it, they start thinking, why I did that thing?
Why I did that thing?
So Belanga pleads guilty to his charges. He's convicted, sentenced to 9 years. Now, after the trial, Noella's one of her eldest sons, Faustin, tells the reporters, I looked at him in the court, and he's talking about Belanga. Quote, I looked at him in the court, but I couldn't see a man because I believe a man would not do something like that.
Wow.
Right? Breaking down by the next day, stepdad, right? So
yeah. Oof.
That's the story that the news reporters send all over. And then Noella, though, meanwhile, she's much more charitable. She says, I will stand up like a strong woman. My situation, my past life, that is gone. I'm starting a new life now. She doesn't even, like, blame him. She doesn't even mention him. She's just on to the next thing. Right? You gotta love that. That's like some real single mother energy.
As I said, she's tough stuff right there.
Yeah. There's no quit in Noella.
No.
Now, I just have to wonder if the boss of the team of Hitman has ever contacted her. You know, like, did they hit it off? Like, in that 2 days' time when they were together?
Yeah.
Because that's how, if I was directing the story, that's how I'd end it. I'd have him contact her. They'd start a new life together in Burundi. And he'd still be, like, you know, making bad husbands pay. But, like,
he's like,
he wouldn't get a new job or anything. He's still the same dude.
The kids need braces.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
He's got to go out.
I got 8 kids to take care of. I got to be shaking down some bad husbands.
Well, maybe he realizes in that moment, you know, she sets him on the right course, that he sees the error of his business ways. And so he decides, I got to clean up my act. She's inspiring to him.
But why does his act need to be cleaned up? He could be taking money from all these husbands who want to
kill
their wives.
To kill people?
No,
oh.
To kill their wives. He just focuses on them. Like, he just makes that his whole thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because what are they going to do? Go holler to a cop? Look, I tried to pay this guy to kill my wife, and he ripped me off.
That's
you can't do anything.
That's a good job to have.
Yeah, it's like robbing pimps and drug dealers. They have no recourse.
But then at some point, you get a reputation for doing this. So you got to have, you got to get new clientele.
Internet, baby. Yeah, so you get one of them dark websites, and you just be running out of Burundi.
But then on all the message boards, they're like, don't use Zarin, because
no, those dudes are in jail.
Take
do they have
your
internet,
money anyway.
Do they have internet access in Sing Sing?
Well, sure. They're not supposed to. Hidden cell phones, dude.
That's true. Well, I do have to worry about my Yelp reviews of my fake hitman website.
Yeah, they'll trash you on there.
So that, my friends, is the story of Noella, the woman who refuses to die.
I love that story.
So what do you think our ridiculous takeaway is?
Oh, heavens. I think one of the things that's interesting about this is the lying to themselves that everyone's doing. Mm-hmm. And the idea that this dude, he blames it on that he felt he had to hire a hitman because his wife is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk away, man.
Exactly. Like, what? Why is that the answer?
Why is that always? Why do people get so torn up about? I mean, obviously, it's a completely life shattering thing if you find out your partner is cheating. But all right, why do you still want to be with that person? Or why do you want to kill them? Walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But we tell ourselves lies.
Yeah, it's true. I'd say my ridiculous takeaway is if a hitman it comes to you and says, look, you need to rethink what's going on in your life. You need to rethink what's going on in your life.
That is totally true.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. I'm Zarin Burnett.
I am Elizabeth Dutton.
You can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. If you got a tip for us about a ridiculous crime you'd like to hear about, hit us up. Want to confess to a ridiculous crime? Hit us up. Email us at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com. We'll be back with more Ridiculous Crime next time. Thanks for stopping by. Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett, produced and edited by the boss of all bosses, capo de tutti capo, Dave Kusten. Research is by Marissa, surprise, I'm back, Brown. The theme song is by Thomas, he a bad man, Lee, and Travis, we don't kill no women and kids, Dutton. Executive producers are Pastor Ben Bolin and Preacher Noel Brown.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.